This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Flags across Colorado will fly at half staff through the weekend to honor the 1 million Americans who have died with COVID-19. The proclamation from Governor Polis follows a similar order handed down by President Joe Biden, which applies to all federal buildings. The commemoration lasts until sunset on Monday. Public health experts say COVID infections are still undercounted, a situation made worse by a significant drop-off in testing nationwide. Some evacuation orders remain in place in Colorado Springs and to the west in Teller County due to active fires. One fire west of Cripple Creek has burned almost 700 acres near the Lakemore subdivision. Over the northeast part of town, more than 1,000 people were given permission to return home last night, including Jessie Turner, who moved to her neighborhood less than a week ago.
We were outside picking up the boxes. They were all blown around. And then I heard sirens. Then I heard my alarm go off on my phone, and it said, evacuate Summer Grace. I'm like, what? This is us.
Evacuation orders remain in effect for a separate fire at the Skylark Mobile Home Park, where one person died and 8 homes were destroyed. Colorado Springs has high fire danger again today. The Colorado Avalanche now know who they will face in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the St. Louis Blues. The Blues won their first round series last night, and the Avs are resting up after a 4-game sweep over Nashville. It's 5:06. You're listening to CPR News.